You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland Central Green MP Chloe Shawbrook has revealed that the Department of Conservation has failed to submit a resource consent to protect native korora, or little blue penguins, at Putuku Bay on Waiheke Island. Chloe says the DOC has statutory responsibilities to stand up for nature and do so in partnership with tangata whenua. It looks like the department has failed on both those counts, and ultimately korora will pay the price. I spoke to Chloe on the matter and started off by asking her what the resource consent entails.
Yeah, so in the process of building something, particularly something that is going to have substantial impact on our environment, you go through a process not just for a building consent but for a resource consent. In the case of the Kennedy Point Marina at Putuku Bay, that resource consent was publicly notified, but we now have it on the record by virtue of my correspondence with Auckland Council, that Auckland Council specifically notified the Department of Conservation and asked them to participate in by submitting to the application of that resource consent. They did not, and this is a really unfortunate thing to start unravelling and revealing now, because it demonstrates that all of this heartache and all of this destruction that we've been landed with several years down the track after that resource consent has been granted could have potentially been prevented had there been more eyes on what was occurring at Putuku and the impacts on particularly the korora habitat 4 or 5 years ago by the Department of Conservation.
Now, is there any reason why this is?
Why the department did not submit, I could not begin to tell you. I mean, look, I think it's really important to obviously, make it really clear that this is in no way, shape or form an attack on the amazing people who do the work on the ground with the Department of Conservation. However, here it seems as though what has occurred is that there is somewhere inside of the hierarchy or the bureaucracy or otherwise a stonewall or some kind of system that is not currently picking up, or at the very least, 4 or 5 years ago when this resource consent came in, there is not that those eyes on these issues that, the Department of Conservation, per its name, should be paying attention to. Now, I've lodged a number of Official Information Act requests to get an understanding of the correspondence and any kind of, back and forth that the Department and Council may have had at that point in time. But I can't begin to tell you why the department did not think that it was important enough to investigate on or submit on this resource consent, because once again, we are now picking up the pieces on the other side. I think that it is really unfortunate that, whether we're talking about the fact that the minister was very literally misinformed several weeks ago now in the chamber when answering my questions about the fact that initially she was told there were no penguins, no korora living in that rock wall. That very night we had documentations from locals showcasing that in fact there was, which meant when I asked the minister the very next day in the chamber that she of course had to correct the record because that was misinformation. We also have a situation where the same parliamentary written questions and kind of investigation that has exposed that Doc did not spit out the resource consent has shown that the very first time that the Department of Conservation turned up was a month and a half after the destruction and the construction and the occupation subsequent had all started. And this, again, just really belies a deeply unfortunate situation, which this thing would have gone ahead without a hitch and it would have been swept under the carpet and nothing like this would have been exposed had it not been for the dogged volunteer action and advocacy of community members and those on the ground and Uriomath Power and conservationists all organising and pointing out where all of the red flags have been every single step of the way. It's just so, so disappointing.
Would you say this sort of stalls the effort which we've seen these activists and people on the ground who have been there for, I think, just over a year now in their effort to protect Putuku Bay as well as the korera there?
It doesn't at all stall the attempts to protect the korora. If anything, it demonstrates just how much the system has failed. Both our korora, little blue penguins, our Hauraki Gulf, which is on the brink of collapse, and nature. I guess the call is for the Department of Conservation to realise that the exposure of these past failings do not need to define failings going into the future. There is an opportunity for redemption here, and that that redemption looks like showing up and protecting these little blue penguins, protecting our moana, protecting Te Kapo Moana. I think it's also really important to note that by virtue of this advocacy and by virtue of kind of this constant correspondence with the Minister's Office and the Department of Conservation and the community pressure and everything else, that in extending the invitation to the Minister of Conservation to come across to Waiheke Island, that we now will be having a public meeting on Thursday night with the Minister, which, you know, I think in light of just how difficult all of this has been and in light of all of the systemic failures that we have uncovered, that it's really brave of the Minister to be fronting up to the community, and I'm sure that there will be a lot of public interest in what transpires.
You've also said that the Greens are calling on the DOC to get on the ground at Putaki and do their bit to protect nature as they're supposed to. I guess, would you say that that's vital to understanding the situation which is going on now at Putaki?
100%. I mean, I don't know how you can say that you think that everything is all G when you haven't really been paying attention to it. We now have a track record of the department being asked to submit on the resource consent, then not doing so, but worse than that, saying that they have no recollection of being asked to do so. We have them on the record as misinforming the minister that there were no korora in the rock wall when that very night we had documentation of korora being in the rock wall. We also have documentation and evidence of the fact that the very first time that they turned up was a month and a half after the destruction and the occupation, that is, the activism had begun and enough noise had been made to force them to come and look at what was actually occurring. For a really long time, I had been wondering, and many members of the community had been wondering, what it was that the Department of Conservation might have known that made them feel so comfortable with this destruction to our native environment. Unfortunately, it turns out that there wasn't something specifically that they knew that was making them comfortable, is that they just weren't really paying attention. And that, I think, is what is so disappointing about this situation. And that is what we're asking for accountability on. Because again, if you can admit to and reconcile with past failures, you can step up and make sure that these failures do not move forward into the future.
That was Auckland Central Green MP Chloe Schwalbeck speaking about the Department of Conservation's failure to submit a resource consent to protect native korera at Putaki Bay on Waiheke Island.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.